Well, we've just recently got an email back from Seattle as we've been investigating the specific price and conditions around that. And we're just really, really upset. We've just found out that the price, Seattle have put the price up from what we thought was $120,000 to actually to $455,000.
That's an incredible amount. So that's around £370,000. What was your reaction when that started to sink in then?
Well, both me and Billy were just distraught. We were heartbroken, and we kept talking and saying, how can money take our child's life? How can we allow our child to die because of money? So we need to just fight really even harder now to try and make this happen for Katie. Obviously, we're really scared. We're really, really scared that we won't raise this money because it is such a huge amount, and we are relying on people to be really kind and understand our situation and help us along the way. And we do appreciate everything, but unfortunately, we can't let her die for the price of money.
How much of a surprise was that leap in price? Because I know you were basing it on the fact that people from, you know, your other families have gone through something similar. Young Charlie Ferns, Erin Cross have paid sort of similar amounts that you were looking towards, and it looks like this is a lot more different to their sort of fight and their sort of fundraising in terms of the money that you need to raise now.
Yeah, we when we first found out, we actually thought it was a mistake. We thought there's no way that it can have gone up. It's such a huge, huge, vast amount. But when we read further into the details, they gave us a real breakdown, specific breakdown of it, and apparently that is the case. When the other children went over, it was in phase one of its treatment. So it was a brand new trial. And we've also... we assumed that they had a lot of funding around that, and that's what's made the price up. And now they're in phase two. Seattle have said that they've reduced the side effects of the risks for the children by 50%, and that's why, you know, that the money stands as what it is.
So that's the reason why they're giving the price has gone up, that actually the success rate has been quite good, and that's why they've increased the price. Is that what they've been telling you then?
Yeah, that was all the information saying that they have successfully reduced the risks by 50%, which is really good. It's amazing. And obviously it does inspire us for Katie going over there, because the risks will be, you know, a lot less. And we do know that she's high risk because she's got Down syndrome anyway. However, it just feels so hard to reach that amount of money to get her there to begin with.
Is there anything you're able to do, anybody helping at the moment, maybe to try and get that number down, to sort of plead your case to them at all?
Yeah, I have got Sophie's, she's emailed Seattle. She's still waiting there. She's fighting for us to try and get the price. Sophie and Rob fighting to try and get the price down for us. We're still waiting for them to come back. So, you know, at the moment, that's what we're really clinging on to.
And in the meantime, I guess it's obviously Christmas time, a really important time for families and for yourselves as well. I guess this Christmas you'll be facing a lot of uncertainty as well over the next couple of days, even a couple of weeks as well.
I think at the moment, our family really needs to make this Christmas count. We are really aware that we don't know what time is on our side. Both my grown-up sons, one from Russia, who lives in Russia, and one who lives outside London, they're both coming home on Friday, and we're just going to try and make it as special for Katie as we can, because we are really uncertain of what the future holds.
In the meantime, on I suppose friends, family, the people of this city have really shown that they've come together to help Katie around. I mean, what's the total now so far that you've raised in only a matter of weeks, I suppose?
Yeah, I think last night when I looked, it was over 75,000, and that's only within 3 weeks. The city of Liverpool has always inspired me, but no more than now, to know how we all look after our own, and and the friends I've had behind the campaign and the family, they just have not stopped. They haven't even stopped for a cup of tea since we started this, relentlessly going and doing all different activities and trying to push this out there. Because I think everyone, I actually do believe everyone in the city of Liverpool loves Katie Dealey and really wants this to happen for her.
It's been incredible, the reaction. I know you did a fundraising night even last week, and that even raised just in a single night £10,000. That must show you that the people of this city care deeply and really want to help as well.
Yeah, it was totally amazing. When everyone turned up, and there's no way I thought we were going to raise £10,000. That night was put together within 2 weeks from very dear friends of ours, a group of very dear friends of ours who I work with. And I did not think that we'd raise £10,000. I was really, really surprised. But everyone was so generous. And to be honest, it really touched everyone's hearts that night as well. And I think that helped also for them to go out and even push even further to try and make this happen for Katie.
With the price of this news, of this, the price hike, you are obviously facing, like you said, a mountain to climb when it comes to the funding. But does it give you hope that in the space of a short week you've raised, or the people who have listened to your words, heard Katie's story and really wanted to help, does it give you hope that in the future how much money's been raised so far in only a short space of weeks?
I think £75,000. There is actually more in the community that's coming in over the next few days, literally few days. I think it's just an amazing amount to do in 3 weeks, and I think everybody really will want to make this happen for Katie. I think everyone will want to try to help raise this money, and I know it's a massive ask. It's a massive ask of everyone's time, of, you know, people donating and, you know, getting in touch and just getting their words out there. It's just so important to share it on Facebook and to invite people to her page so people can really see, realistically, sadly, this little girl, her life is just in bits at the moment, and it will be for the foreseeable future, and she needs every single person's help that there is in the world, actually, not just the city.
And of course, Radio City Talk and Radio City 2 will do all it can to help promote that message as well. But for anybody listening to this, Rena, particularly this time of year, literally a few days before Christmas, what would be your message to them?
I would say, please help Katie. Please give up even an hour of your time to bagpack if you can. You can always buy perfume in the shops anytime. You can always go out for a meal anytime, but you can't help to save a child's life anytime. And this is the time that she needs you, so please help.